This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again. Let's talk hats. Hats. No, he did say hats. Did he say hats? Yeah. I wear a lot of hats. I've got a lot of hats. Have you got hats that you don't wear? I've got a few. I just in case ones, sometimes for visitors and sometimes for me. If it really gets cold, I've got a balaclava, a woolen balaclava with a little peak at the front. And I've had it since I was 18. Okay, I'm not going to tell you how many years that is. It's a lot. It's a lot. I wear it in the cold winters, in the really cold winters. I've rolled it, and it was a teacher. He was actually my biology teacher, but he was also involved in taking us out for weekends and things, doing walking and hill walking and the Duke of Edinburgh award scheme. I'll do a link in the episode notes for that, which involved doing walk in the hills up in the northeast of England, up around the Pennines, the chain of not mountains but hills, and up to the Scottish border, that kind of area. So it's really out in the wilds, lots of sheep, particular kinds that do well up there. So anyway, that was my first major hat, balaclava. If you roll it, you can have it so you have it, it doesn't come down over your face or down over your ears, but it's there just in case, and it's thick and it's woolly and it keeps your head warm. Really important to keep your head warm, really important. So, hats. So that's one I don't wear that often. I've got other hats that I do wear. Now, I looked out the door this morning as I was coming away from the house, looked out the door, went, big hat, little hat. Oh, it's a bit damp. It's a little hat. If it's really raining, I've got a hat. It's a Tilly hat. And these are amazing hats. And that's the one I wear because it's got enough of a surrounding coverage. It's waterproof. It floats. There's a wonderful story of it being a zookeeper had one and he got picked off his head by the elephant who ate it. It came out the other end a few days later or the day later or whatever, and was then put into the wash, of course, and then went back on his head, and he wears it still. That's the story anyway. But they're almost indestructible. They're really amazing. They've got like a lifetime guarantee, or they used to have. And they've got this little pocket in the top of the head part, inside. Okay, little pocket, little Velcro pocket. So you can put some cash in there, so you've always got cash on you. It's wonderful. I had a £5 note in there, UK £5 note. It'd been in there so long, it was no longer legal tender. They changed the £5 notes and it was no longer valid as a... It wasn't very much use, was it, as a spare bit of cash. Actually, I don't need cash around the valley, and that's usually where I wear that hat. So there's that hat. There's my smaller hat, which is really warm. That's a warm hat, but it also has a bit of a peak and it keeps off the damp. Slight rain. Okay, if it's really raining, I'm going to get wet down my neck. The other one protects that. So I pick my hat depending on what I need. But I've got multiple hats that I wear. Metaphorically, I have multiple hats that I wear. So sometimes I'm what? Sometimes I'm the feeder. Sometimes I'm the mucker out of my alpacas. Sometimes I'm the concerned, let me get that bit of bramble off you. Amy, she turned up yesterday later than everybody else, kind of dragging this enormous branch of bramble, which she's managed to pull out of the ground. It had the root, and it was probably about 4 foot long, kind of snagged on her long fleece. And anyway, I managed to take it off without causing too much problem, and she was very grateful. So that was a different kind of hat. That's the removing bramble hat. Make sure you got your gloves on for that. Gloves go with a hat in that case. And other kind of health things, trimming toenails, general check, doing health checks. Those are my other hats that I I wear, my worrying about why you sat down and not eating when everybody else is. That's a hat. What am I going to do about that? That's a practical solution kind of hat. I'll keep my eye on this kind of hat. So there's different things. Now these hats all kind of go with different roles, don't they? That's really what I'm talking about, I guess. Roles and hats. The hats that you wear determine the kind of role that you have. In the house, I'm often the television engineer. Steve, it's not working. I can't get this. So I have to go and rescue and sort and all the rest of it. Done with love and compassion and care. So that's a different one. But sort of techie kind of hat. Yeah, techie type stuff. A podcaster. I'm wearing my podcaster hat at the moment, doing this recording. And when I do the editing and when I do the publishing. And just in passing, as I mentioned it, I'm sorry, was that too contrived? It wasn't meant to be, but I headed that way accidentally. So podcaster hat, which is looks like headphones, actually. It doesn't look like a hat. It looks like a pair of headphones. And that is something I do and I feel passionately about, and I teach other people. If you're interested in learning to podcast, okay, here it is. Here's the pitch. Podcasting workshop, thepodcastingworkshop.com. Website, and there's details there about the workshop that I run. Teaching people how to get their voice out there, how to find their voice by using it and how to get it out there. So you've got something important to be said and people to say it to, then podcasting is a way of doing that. Anyway, that's the sales pitch over. Moving on. What other hats do I wear? I'm also a husband. I'm also a friend. I'm also a brother. And there's all these different roles that we have, all the different hats. I sometimes need to be sure which hat I'm wearing. When I'm looking at a situation, which hat am I wearing? Which hat am I going to put on? Because one of these things is that we take responsibility. The role has a responsibility. And being an owner of alpacas, being a keeper of alpacas, being an alpaca shepherd, pick your label, comes with responsibility. And we step up and we wear that hat. I'm an alpaca fancier, lover. I'm passionate about the animals. I'm just an alpaca fan. Again, pick your label. And with that comes a responsibility. And if you go from just being interested in liking alpacas to keeping alpacas, then you're wearing a different hat. This isn't just for you. This is also for them. And you need to take responsibility. So that's what I'm meaning about being clear about which hat are you wearing? And are you equipped? It's all right, very well. You've got to have all these hats. And then do you wear them? Do you have those hats that you're not taking and putting on very often? And that's okay. If it's a woolly hat that's going to keep your head really warm and it's a sunny day, you don't need it. But if it's a different situation, you might need that particular hat. So what are my roles that I take and how do I take them seriously? And how do I take responsibility appropriately? There are things that I don't need to do. That's not my job to do those things. There's some other things where it's out beyond my ability, it's beyond my hat, if you like. So there are times when I go, okay, out of my depth, I need the vet. So I will contact the vet because that's their job, that's their role, their hat to wear. And I can learn from them and they can learn from me and we can do things together. But actually, where does the responsibility lie? And in those kind of situations, my responsibility is to know when to draw the line and say, I need a vet here. And at other times, actually, I can deal with this. I need some advice. I need some wisdom. I need some experience. So how do I get that? Where do I go? Who do I talk to? How do I get the thing? And there's online courses now, a lot more than used to be. And you can access these things. So there are things... There's a vet in the UK here, trained in the US as well with camelids. and Camelid Vet. That's where you'll find her. So Claire Whitehead is doing numbers of online courses and workshops, worth just checking that out and seeing if that's going to help you and serve you. There's also Camelid Dynamics. So I talk about Marty McGee Bennett fairly often, and I talked about her with Rita in Australia. So Marty gets around and gets to places, and it's in person is absolutely amazing. If you can get to one of her workshops, definitely a good investment of time, effort, and money. But there's also some things that she does online, so there are things that you can look at and get access to that way. So find a place where you can find the information, get the experience, get the knowledge, and put it to work. So you can put the hat on with confidence, with boldness, and with responsibility. Don't overstep what hats you wear, but do make sure that you wear them with pride and with confidence. So many hats make light work. No, they don't. They make a lot of work, because we've got all these things that we do, things that we have responsibility for. And that's the other thing to note about hats and responsibilities and roles that we take, is that we can take on too much. So how do we carve out the time for the right things? I've got my sun hat. I haven't actually, but imagine I had a sun hat. What would that look like? That would be a sitting down in the sun with a cup of coffee and a piece of cake. No, it's too wet. I need to have a piece of cake as well. I mean, the coffee's too wet. Now, Wales is pretty wet as well. We're in a lull. We've had heavy rain first thing, and now it's blowing a bit. Have a stronger wind, but it's going to blow and dry things up a bit. And we're also getting the occasional little snatch of blue sky and sun. Classic spring here in the UK, really. And the birds are singing, and yeah. So that's my sitting in the sun hat. Sometimes I do wear a hat for sitting in the sun, but often it's just a role that I take. This is me having a half-hour holiday, just going to sit down, have a break, and feed my soul, and have a think, have a reflect. How did that go this morning? How was the feeding? Was it all right? Was anybody standing out or sitting down? Yeah, there was. Oh, she sat down early, didn't she? That's interesting. Keep an eye on her. What was going on there? Not sure. Oh, a bit skittish. That's unusual. Actually, some of that I've generated by another hat that I wear, my shearing hat. Again, not a literal hat. I don't wear a hat when I'm shearing. You can. It's up to you, but I don't. And I'm just looking at my alpacas differently, and they know that. They kind of go, hey, he's doing that thing again. He's looking at me differently. He's looking at me funny. They don't like it. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm looking at them and thinking, oh yeah, that's quite thick around there. So, and I'm starting to imagine having them secured on the mat and me shearing them. Which blows am I going to do? It's a blow is a kind of a stroke. It's a flow through from one place to another. It's often referred to as a blow. It's not a physical hit, not physically hitting my alpaca. It's not those kind of blows, but it's just kind of a move from this place to that. You need an action. You need a flow. And there are certain sequences, and there are certain, you start here, you move to that. If you're going to collect good fleece from the body, from the kind of blanket area, that's where the finest stuff's going to be, the best stuff. Then you want to kind of do that and capture it separately from the legs, for example, which are likely to be short, dirty, and less useful. So not totally useless, but they need a bit of choosing what you're going to do with those things. And then the neck as well. And as they get older, the fleece gets shorter, doesn't grow as much, and therefore it's not as usable, certainly not in a machine. It's more difficult to use if it's shorter. So thinking about those kind of things, and I'm looking at the animals and going, oh yeah, so I could do that. And what if I did that direction? What if I came down there? Now I'm looking at them standing up. That's not how they're going to be. Occasionally I have, for particular, usually health reasons, I have done some shearing of alpacas standing up, usually by hand then rather than with a machine. It's a little bit, just a little bit tricky. And that's a kind of a more of, I'm not, the fleece is secondary in those situations. It's because of heat, or it's because of fly strike, or some other reason, something that I need to take the fleece off. Usually they don't stay standing, they will sit down. I've seen some interesting YouTube videos and I'm thinking, really? No, I don't think so. Yeah, okay. There are ways and ways. Find someone who knows about these things to do it for you, or to teach you how to do it, or to teach you how to help. And wear that hat of shearing. So I'm looking at my animals funny. I'm looking at my alpacas funny and they know it. Dear. And sometimes, literally, when I'm wearing a hat, I'll come down and they then, it's them that look, the alpacas, that look at me funny. They go, what's that on his head? What's he doing? What's he got there? Does he know how ridiculous he looks? I feel, sometimes feel judged by my alpacas. They look at me and I'm going, I don't know what's going on in that head, but I don't think you're impressed. you're not that impressed with my hat. Okay. Sometimes it's just because I haven't worn one for a while and I've put it on and it's a challenge to them to work out, what is this thing? Is it safe? Is it okay? Do I need to rescue him? He's being attacked by something. It's on his head. Yeah. So have fun with your alpacas. If you can, go spend some time with them. Wear the right hat. And that's the relaxed hat, if you can. Spend some time and just see what you can see. See what you notice. See what it means. And work out if there's anything you need to do. Take care. See you again soon. Bye for now.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.